How's it going? Taking a little break? That's fine, that's fine. I'd rather you were happy and productive, especially since it's Friday. Hey, once you're done, can you come talk to me in the office? No, it's nothing too big. Just something I wanted to talk to you about. Thanks, hon. Go ahead and take a seat for me. So, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. You know that's how I do things. What's this I hear from HR that you submitted a stat report request? And that you've been pulling some old resumes from the app system? You wouldn't be happen to be looking for a new job, right? Maybe even took an interview somewhere? You did? Why? What could I have done to make you leave me like this? After everything we've been through, everything I've done for you, and you're not satisfied? I know I'm getting a little too close to you, hon, but I know you love it when I touch you a little. We're a family here, and a family always keeps things honest. So why are you trying to leave me? Pay isn't good enough? A better schedule. You know you could have any of that if you just ask. All you have to do is ask. No, not through HR, some silly request form. Through me. This team is mine. And I'm not gonna let some little whore from HR even allow a single one of my beautiful coworkers to be taken away from me. Shh. I'll keep you here by any means necessary. But you know, I always love to use a little sugar with spice. Doesn't that feel good? Huh? Feeling my hand slowly massaging your thick cock. Oh, don't think too hard about this, honey. You're probably not comfortable knowing a woman wants you this bad, right? I know you don't have a girlfriend, and you don't have the greatest track record with women. But what I feel for you is more real than what you can understand. I need you to stay here with me. And if using my body for you does that, I'll do it and I won't even think twice. Now slide down those pants already. I'm not just gonna tease you. I always guessed you had a decent dick on you. I hope it's all right, but I don't have any lube. Just a bit of coconut oil. Or you can just spit on it. I might be fucked up enough to jack off a coworker, but I'm not just gonna keep lubing my desk like a little nympho. Relax. This will feel even better once you give in to me. 100%. You don't have to think about anything right now. Just my soft hands rubbing you and loving you. Something more mean to you know. Leash you up under my desk and make you my little pussy-eating slave or something. I've got something even better in mind than just that. You're lucky that I'm more sad and lovey-dovey than angry and wanting payback. How could you even think about leaving me? Looking over little mistakes just to keep everyone happy. All those Christmas bonuses I gave out like candy. All those parties I paid for. But it's not good enough for you, huh? You're just too hungry for more. Well, maybe I should just make you so full that you'll never want anything more. Maybe I could give you a brand new job, a better position, more fitting for your special talents. Trying to fuck my hands a little. Doesn't feel that good. Well, stop. You come at my pace, or you don't come at all. You get to sit back and have your sexy boss rub you off. Isn't that enough? I guess not, given the fact that you've been trying to get away from me. I'm hurt, but not hurt enough to hate you. I'd never do that. So let's go over your brand new position. You get to be my office pet. Yes, a pet. It's not that crazy, right? Classes have pets. Some offices have cats or dogs. So why shouldn't I have one? You just won't get to really see anyone but me. Ever again. I mean, I work late every night and I live nearby. I can walk you home, feed you better food than you could ever dream of, and sleep with me in my bed. And a hand job is the least of what you're getting when it comes to sex, baby. This is nothing compared to what I can do to you. You'll love me so much, you'll basically be whipping yourself for everything. Vacations to sunny islands, cars, you name it. It's yours. And all you have to do is be mine. Forever.
No. You really don't get it. You don't have a choice here, hon. I've already had HR delete all your stat reports, had IT clear your computer, and I replaced your name on your work table with someone else's.
You don't work here anymore. You never did. So now, in that little resume,
you're gonna have a few years worth of blank space. That'll just look terrible in your next interview, you know. And don't even think about going to the police. Harassment reports are so easy to fake.
Aw, am I getting you upset?
But you can't deny how good this feels.
Oh, you want to come so badly, but all this is making you not want to. Like I said, I like a little sugar with my spice on. You'll live like a prince. Don't worry about nothing. Just say yes, and I'll make you come all over my face.
There we go.
Good boy. You've waited long enough. Ten. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six, five, four, three, two, one.
Come for me, my little pet. Right all over my face. Delicious.
Wow, no wonder I never see that water bottle full at your desk. You must really stay hydrated. You wanted to cover my face like that for a long time, huh?
What's with the long face on? You're getting everything a man could ever want. A loving girlfriend, probably even a wife soon. Security and no worries. Just as long as I can keep your cute face as long as I want, you'll have everything. We're a family after all, and family takes care of each other. Now, I have a little gift for you.
Consider it your new uniform.
Oh, it looks so cute on you.
And a little tag that says Shibi's property will keep anyone away.
Now, let's get you leashed up and get you home, puppy. I want to show you just how good your new position really is.